Fewer than 100 days before the opening ceremony of the Paris Summer Olympic Games, a new doping scandal has erupted. It involves elite and gold medal-winning swimmers from China. There have been suggestions of a potential cover-up and questions about the international testing system that's meant to keep banned drugs out. Brian Mann is part of the NPR's team covering the Olympics. Brian, what do these swimmers test positive for?
Well, it's a powerful performance-enhancing drug called trimetazidine, known commonly as TMZ. Chinese officials and the World Anti-Doping Agency now confirm 23 Chinese athletes tested positive ahead of the Tokyo Olympics in 2021. They say their investigation found these athletes were contaminated accidentally. They say it wasn't deliberate, but here's the thing. They didn't notify any other countries or sports officials. They didn't temporarily suspend these Chinese athletes. Those appear to be violations of world anti-doping rules. Some of those swimmers who tested positive are star athletes in China. They went on to win gold medals in Tokyo, and some are expected to compete again in Paris.
All right, what are U.S. sports officials saying about this?
They're furious. Travis Tigert heads the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. He called the decision by China and the World Anti-Doping Agency to keep this investigation secret devastating. He says it's a potential cover-up.
It's a collapse of the global anti-doping system. And now here we are just a few months away from the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. And, you know, athletes are really frustrated and upset.
And he's not the only one crying foul. One British gold medal swimmer, James Guy, posted on social media over the weekend that these Chinese swimmers should be banned from the sport. After news of the scandal was first reported by the New York Times and a German news agency, one top German sports official called this a slap on the face of all innocent and honest athletes.
All right. Now, how are the Chinese and world anti-doping officials responding to all the criticism?
Yeah, this has gotten nasty really fast. The World Anti-Doping Agency released a statement accusing their critics, including Travis Tigert, of making outrageous and defamatory statements. They're basically threatening lawsuits here. Tigert, in turn, fired back.
Those threats are obviously a tactic to try to bully people into silence.
And he says China's story that these athletes were exposed accidentally to this drug, TMZ, he says that's just not believable.
Brian, weren't the last Olympic Games in China also marred with a doping scandal?
Yeah, that's right. At the Winter Games in Beijing in 2022, Russian skater Kamila Valieva was allowed to compete despite having tested positive ahead of those games for this very same performance-enhancing drug, TMZ. Her doping test also wasn't revealed at first, and her presence at the Games wound up throwing everything into turmoil.
All right, so what does this say about the Paris Games? I mean, realistically, Brian, how drug-free can it be?
I just spent days with Olympic athletes in New York City, and they were already worried about doping. This raises more big questions about the ability of sport to be clean. The head of the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, Sarah Hirschland, released a statement saying China's case will cast a shadow of uncertainty over Paris.
All right, that's NPR's Brian Mann, who will be in Paris covering the Olympics for NPR. Brian, thanks.
Thanks, A.